a Bible teaching commentary in 8 parts on the Gospel of Mark, written by Fred Morris and adapted for audio by Manor Publications UK. Mark, Part 1D, The Final Days of the Miracles and Teachings of Jesus. Mark chapter 6, verses 35 to 44. Jesus feeds 5,000 people. The disciples of Jesus were tired. They wished that they could get away from the crowds. They wanted to rest, so they gave Jesus some good reasons to send the people away. It was getting very late. There was nowhere nearby for the people to sleep, and the people needed to eat something. But Jesus said to the disciples, "You give them something to eat." Philip answered, 8 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each one to have a mouthful." Then Andrew said, "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will that go among so many people?" Jesus told the people to sit down. He gave thanks to God and broke the loaves. Then he gave the bread to the disciples to give to the people. The more bread the disciples gave to the people, the more bread they had to give to the people. They were amazed. Everyone had enough to eat and be satisfied. Notice that Jesus used the disciples to carry out the miracle. What they did was part of the miracle. Christians often complain that the job that God gives them is too big. But God has given us all that we need, and more. God uses the little that we have. If we keep what we have and do nothing, then we cannot see him work miracles with what we have to give. Mark chapter 6, verses 45 to 56. Jesus walks on water. Jesus sent away the disciples in a boat. Then he sent away the crowds while he went to the mountain to pray. Jesus saw the disciples having difficulty rowing the boat. The wind was strong. He went to them, walking on the water. They saw him and called out in fear. Then they heard a voice, "Be brave, it is I. Don't be afraid." They knew his voice well. It was not a ghost. They were afraid, but his voice gave them peace. He got into the boat and the storm stopped. Sometimes there are storms that come in life. We work hard and struggle, and we are afraid that we do not trust God. Then Jesus comes to us and our fears disappear. He brings us peace and strength and faith. Our troubles seem to be less when he is with us. The disciples still did not have much faith. They followed Jesus and saw God working, and yet they were very surprised when he calmed the storm and walked on water. Jesus and his disciples landed at a place called Gennesaret. This was on the northwestern shore of the Sea of Galilee. The crowd ran to him to be healed and brought the sick people on mats. They showed a lot of faith in the healing power of Jesus. They reached out to touch him. Mark chapter 7, verses 1 to 23. The False Teachings of the Pharisees. The religious Jews always washed their hands before they ate food, and they washed them in a special way. But the disciples ate without washing their hands. This was against the teachings of the Pharisees. Jesus called some of these Pharisees hypocrites. They only pretended to be holy. They washed their hands, but their hearts were not clean. "Nothing outside you can make you dirty," Jesus told them. "It is what comes out of you that makes you dirty. God sees into a person's heart. He knows who we are and what we are really thinking inside. Jesus said, "You are not following the commands of God." The prophets spoke God's words against the religious leaders. The words in the Old Testament should have made the Pharisees stop and think. But they refused to hear God's word and kept to their own traditions. These traditions were the things that their fathers had taught them to do. God did not command them to do them. Washing hands in a special way before they ate was one of their traditions. Jesus told them that they were changing God's laws. He gave them an example. One of God's laws is this: honour your father and your mother. But the Pharisees were not obeying the command. Jesus said to them, "Instead of honouring your mother and father as God intended, you are obeying your own rule." This rule allowed a son to stop helping his father and mother by saying it is korban. Korban meant an offering to God. It was usually money. In this way, the son held back money that his parents needed. We must learn from this. We should not let religious traditions stop us doing what is right. We must obey the whole of the Bible, not just one part of it. Later, the disciples asked him again about the parable of the heart that wasn't clean. "Don't you understand?" Jesus asked them. He told them again that out of people's hearts come evil thoughts about sex, stealing, murder, adultery, greed, cheating and lying. All these evils come from inside a person. It's these evils inside a person that make the person unclean. So, washing our hands doesn't make our hearts clean. Only God can make us clean on the inside. These Jewish leaders from Jerusalem looked good on the outside, but God wants us to be good on the inside. Pharisees had faith in religious traditions instead of obeying God's word. That is why Jesus called them hypocrites. They were pretending to be good. These Pharisees were destroying the truth from God given in the Old Testament. Jesus came to show and fulfill the true meaning of God's word in the Bible. Mark chapter 7, verses 24 to 37. A Gentile woman has faith in Jesus. Jesus left that place and went to Tyre on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. Tyre and Sidon were very old cities. The people who lived there were Gentiles. Gentiles are people who were not Jews. Gentiles worshipped foreign gods. Tyre was 40 miles, that's 60 kilometers, from the Sea of Galilee. Jesus did not want people to know who he was, but even in this place, the people knew about Jesus. A woman saw Jesus and called after him. She wanted Jesus to heal her daughter. This woman was not a Jew, but she knelt at the feet of Jesus and begged for his help. "First, let the children eat," Jesus told her. "It is not right to throw their bread to dogs." What did Jesus mean by this? He meant that he had come to teach the truth of God's kingdom to the Jewish nation first. His time to give bread to the Gentiles would come later. The woman knew what Jesus meant. She answered, "Even the dogs under the table eat the crumbs that the children leave." She showed she had faith. She was not too proud to ask for help. Jesus was very pleased with her answer, and he told her that her daughter was healed. The kingdom of God is for all people. Maybe she was the first person in her town to come to Jesus for help. Sadly, many of the religious Jews would not believe in Jesus. But strangers and ordinary people in the crowd had great faith in Jesus. Jesus accepts anyone who trusts in him. Jesus heals a man who was deaf and dumb. Jesus left Tyre and travelled back to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. He continued to perform miracles among the Gentiles. There, some people brought a man to Jesus. This man was deaf and could not speak very well. Jesus healed him. This man was healed because the people who brought him to Jesus had faith. They were amazed and said, "He has done everything well." Mark chapter 8, verses 1 to 38. Jesus makes the disciples understand. In this chapter, we hear how the disciples begin to learn a lot about themselves and about Jesus. A large crowd listened to Jesus as he spoke. They had been with him for 3 days and had not had anything to eat. There were no shops and no food. But the disciples had 7 loaves with them. Jesus took their loaves of bread. He gave thanks to God and gave them to the disciples to give to the people. The disciples also had a few small fish with them. Jesus gave thanks to God and told them to give them to the people. They obeyed Jesus and distributed the food. When we obey Jesus and have faith in him, we open the way for a miracle to take place. About 4,000 men, as well as women and children, ate the food and were filled. After Jesus had sent the people away, he got into a boat with his disciples and went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. This was on the west side of the lake where the Jews lived. There, the Pharisees asked for a sign from heaven. They did this to test him, because they wanted to see for themselves his great power. They had no faith, so their questions made Jesus very sad. "No sign will be given to you," he said, "except the sign of Jonah." By this, Jesus meant he would die and be buried in a tomb, but in 3 days he would rise from the dead. Jesus and the disciples then sailed to Bethsaida. On the way, they talked about bread. Jesus said, "Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod." They thought that Jesus had said this because they had forgotten to buy bread. But Jesus was warning them about sin and evil. He warned them, "Don't let your lack of faith be like theirs." The bread of this world does not last. Jesus is the bread of life. Only Jesus can satisfy people forever. He will satisfy everyone who believes in him and receives his spiritual food. He asked his disciples, "Don't you understand yet?" In Bethsaida, some people brought a blind man to Jesus. They begged him to touch his eyes. Jesus led the man out of the village and spat on his eyes and laid his hands on him. But the blind man could not see clearly. So Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes for a second time. Perhaps this was the only time that Jesus healed someone in 2 stages like this. The disciples were like this blind man. Jesus was teaching them about the kingdom of God and doing miracles, but they couldn't understand clearly what he was saying and doing. They needed to see more clearly. Peter believes that Jesus is the Christ. They were walking through the villages when Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say I am?" He wanted to hear what they would say. He wanted them to say what they really believed. They answered, "Some say that you are John the Baptizer, others say Elijah, and others one of the prophets." "But what about you?" Jesus asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Christ." The Hebrew word for Christ is Messiah. Christ and Messiah mean the same thing. Christ is the Greek word and Messiah is the Hebrew word. The Messiah, or Christ, is the Saviour that God had promised. So Peter said that Jesus was God's promised Saviour for the Jews and for the rest of the world. Peter listened and understood what the Holy Spirit taught him at that time. Jesus was pleased with this answer, but he asked his disciples not to tell others that he was the Messiah at that time. Jesus chooses the way of suffering. Jesus then told his disciples what would happen to him. He was going to suffer many things and then die. He spoke to them clearly, not in parables. Soon he would be killed. The Son of Man would be taken away by the religious leaders. These leaders would reject him. They would kill him. But after 3 days, he would rise again from the dead. Peter was very upset about all this. He took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. "Never, Lord," he said. "This shall never happen to you." Jesus looked at Peter and the others. He said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are not thinking about the things of God, but on human things." In a very short space of time, Peter had changed from listening to God's Spirit to listening to Satan. Peter didn't want Jesus to suffer and die, but it was Satan who made Peter think like this. Satan put these words into Peter's mouth. Satan uses any means to stop or destroy God's plan to save men and women from their sins. Peter did not understand the plan and purpose of God. Jesus would die on a cross for the sins and salvation of the world. This was the plan of his Father in heaven. Take up your cross and follow me. Peter was not ready to follow Jesus if he was going to be killed. So Jesus warned them all. If they wanted to follow him, each disciple must be ready to take up his own cross. Each person must be ready to give up on their own way of life and accept God's will for their lives. That is what Peter needed to do. He must be ready to give up his own way of life, even if that meant dying on a cross, to be a true follower of Jesus. For the Christian, Christ's cross is not a pretty thing. It is not a thing of gold on a chain. His cross means death to our old life. The cross means death to self. But it also a new birth into a wonderful new life. It means a new way of life. When we take up the cross of Jesus, we live only to serve God. We do only those things that please him. Jesus gave up everything to seek and to save those who are lost in sin. Jesus wants his followers to put God first in their lives and to tell others about God's good news. For some believers, it might cost them their lives. Are we ready to do this? Jesus sent us the Holy Spirit to live in us, to give us peace, joy, and hope. His Holy Spirit inside us also gives us power to overcome sin, but it can also mean troubles and suffering. We must understand these things while we share the truth of God with others. Jesus also spoke about his second coming. We will tell you more about that in the second part of Mark's Gospel. Conclusion. We have now reached the end of the first part of Mark's Gospel. We have explained the early life of Jesus as told to us by Mark. We hope we have helped you to understand the teachings of Jesus, which were difficult for the religious leaders to understand at that time. We have tried to show you what it is like to be a follower of Jesus and why it is important to continue teaching God's good news today. God's plan is to save people everywhere from punishment for sin so that they can know him now and forever through Jesus his Son. God's message is for everyone, including the poor, the sick and disabled, the lonely, and even the worst sinners. Praise the Lord God Almighty for his love and mercy. Amen. The next audio recording of the Gospel of Mark is part 2A, the Transfiguration of Jesus. We pray that you may have a new peace and purpose in life as you study the Bible and listen to these teaching books.